Hey everybody, good morning, Rob Mobbitt. Guys, today we're talking about whiting, how to cook whiting in the air fryer and have it cooked in a way that's not mushy. A lot of people don't use whiting, even though it's the least expensive whole fish you can get, except for maybe catfish nuggets at Walmart. Nothing wrong with catfish nuggets, but this is actually a pretty decent fish if you know how to cook it. The directions is part of the problem. It says they're refrigerated after it's frozen for like 6 to 8 hours, basically overnight. So, you know, nobody has that amount of time. So what most people do is they put it in water, and then they thaw it out in the water, and it gets full of water, and then they press it down to get the water out, and now they squeeze all the cells, the flesh together, so it's going to be mushy. But what you can do to speed it up is you can put it in water, but put it in a plastic bag, so there's no added water to it, and in a couple hours, it's going to be thawed out. Then put it on a tray, preferably one that doesn't allow water to pool, and some paper towels for about half an hour. Let the water come out. Then you're going to make whatever coating you like. A lot of people use the fish fry coating. This is pretty spicy, and I nothing wrong with spicy, but I like to taste fish. I don't like to powder my fish up with so much spice that I don't taste the fish anymore. But I do like a little spice. So what I do is I use like one scoop of this and three scoops of plain old cornmeal. And that's it for my spice. Put it in a little container. And then after the fish is drained properly, I just shake it up in that and put it in the air fryer for about 15 minutes. I'm going to show you what it looks like when it comes out. We drain the fish that was in the bag. They're still nice and firm. They're not mushy. They're just what you'd want fish to be. You don't have to cut these up in small pieces like I did, but it's just a habit. I don't know. Also, my air fryer is kind of small. We're going to let this sit for about 15 minutes. And we want to remove as much moisture as we can, and then we're going to coat it. While we're waiting, we're going to take a little bit of coconut oil and put a little oil on our screen that's going to go into our air fryer. Okay, it's been a few minutes. A lot of that moisture is gone, absorbed into the towels. We've got our coating, several nice big scoops. You can see this is still nice and firm. It's not falling apart. You don't want a fish that's falling apart at this step. You want it nice and firm. If it's falling apart, it's been thawed and frozen. I think that's another problem. Sometimes people get some whiting that just isn't in its prime, and so now they just think all the whiting is going to be like that. Now, you can do an egg wash. You can add a lot more spices. You know, you can do all sorts of things to cook your fish, but I like to taste the fish and not taste so many spices, and add spices later when I'm eating it if I need to. A little lemon never hurts. Make a little sauce, a fish sauce, a little lemon sauce. There's so many cream sauce. You can do all sorts of things. But add it later after you taste and see how the fish is actually tasting before you have to add a lot of other stuff. I'm not going to be turning these over. However, I'm going to be spraying a little oil on top to help them brown. Like I said, we have a little bit of coconut oil on the bottom of that screen to keep it from sticking. I thought we had one more piece. It was hiding on me. The odd one out. It's always somebody, huh? Making a little trouble for me. Okay. This is butter flavored, but if you have one of those little brushes, you can get some oil and just brush on there. Okay, we're going to put it in the air fryer for about 12 to 15 minutes. Okay, it's lunchtime, so when the fish is done, I'm going to have it on some pumpernickel with lettuce, tomato, pickles, cheese, and mayonnaise. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's been about 12 minutes. It's not sticking to the pan. It's not mushy. It's not overcooked. Let's check the temperature. It's well cooked. And like I said, we're going to have it on a sandwich. Ooh. Two nice pieces there. It's not real golden brown, but there wasn't much breading on there. So, if you have been worried or scared of cooking with whiting because you didn't think it would taste that good and it would be mushy, this is still kind of flaky and it's not tough and dried up. Let's taste. It tastes like fish, boys and girls. And it's like $4 a pound. So try not eating with your mouth full, or talking with your mouth full. And soaking it in the plastic bag so it doesn't get waterlogged. And then, instead of pressing it to remove any water, just put it on some paper towels. After it's dry, use the breading of your choice and have a delicious, inexpensive fish meal. So guys, I got a lot more cooking videos on my channel, but it's a variety channel. There are so many other types of videos I have every week. You never know what you're going to find because I never know what I'm going to make. And I just hope it's something you like and y'all come back. All right, I'm going to have lunch. Take care. See you out there.